let's go back to August when the Big Ten voted and announced that they weren't playing football. What was your reaction when you heard the news?
I was really disappointed, heartbroken, just because, you know, we have a lot of guys, including myself, that put in a lot of time and a lot of effort to be able to play the game that we love. And for that to be taken from us without even us having a say in it, it hurt for sure.
And now, a few days ago, the decision was reversed. I see a smile on your face. How do you feel about now you get to do what you love to do?
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome. I was praying and hoping that day would come. We went through a couple weeks of watching games, and, you know, you're sitting on your couch wondering, like, why can't we play? And that kind of went through my head and a lot of my teammates' heads throughout the whole process. And ultimately, when the Big Ten reversed their decision, you know, we had no other emotions but just pure joy. We were working hard throughout the whole entire time when we were postponed. We were still practicing, still doing meetings that were going along with what the Big Ten was allowing us to do. So we, you know, we just kind of kicked it into another gear as soon as they gave us the green light.
Any trepidation on your part or your teammates' part? Obviously, this is not a normal time with COVID-19. Any kind of hesitation from in that regard?
Initially, there was when, you know, the Big Ten was a little hesitant about their protocols and guidelines. But with their new guidelines and the everyday testing, I think we have a group of guys who are bought in. And they understand that that's probably the safest thing that you could possibly do, because you're getting daily testing, daily results. So you're able to really minimize and contain the virus as much as you can.
Mm-hmm. Now, other sports, professional sports, have shown that this can be done very successfully. Now, some of that in a bubble, NBA, NHL. Do you feel football seems to be the hardest for obvious reasons? More people, more players, more coaches, more contact. What are the challenges that football has that maybe some of the other sports don't?
I think football in general, just the sport itself is a contact sport. You're constantly touching another man, and whether that's blocking, tackling, running, you're constantly in contact. And I think that's the biggest thing that separates football with a lot of other sports, where like the O&D line, let's say, they are inches apart every single play, and every single play they are required to make contact. Sports like basketball and hockey, you're a little bit separated for games. And obviously with the NHL and NBA, they have the financial capabilities to be able to put them into a bubble, which limits football because of how many players you have on every single team.
So it's been quite a roller coaster for you guys, not playing. And for you, you've had two serious knee injuries. So I'm sure that you're as anxious to play as anyone on your team.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's been a long 2 years for me, and things have been going really well with my knee. I'm very excited about where I'm at. I feel better than 100%, and I mean, I'm just ready to play, for sure.
Why did you choose Maryland? Obviously, you were a superstar at Damascus. Your last game, I believe, 7 touchdowns, which when you read that, you're thinking, how can one person score 7 touchdowns in a state championship game? Why did you choose Maryland?
I chose Maryland because initially Coach Loxley was the one who offered me here when I was a senior, when he was the interim. And it really just, you know, it was a home, it was a at home feeling. You're close to home. And, you know, Loxley had a very, 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 very inviting attitude when it came to me. He welcomed my family, really, really with ease. He brought us into the building, showed us around immediately, and I really just felt at home here. And you know, that's really the reason why, along with the academic piece of it, how the school is a great university. And ultimately I've been able to not only get my bachelor's, but I started my master's this fall. So I was able to get 2 degrees.
That's amazing. So will this be your last year, or will you have some eligibility left? I'm a little confused about how that works.
So technically, I missed 2 seasons. So I had a red shirt, and I have a medical red shirt. So technically, this is my 5th year, but I do have a 6th year if I want it. So that's up for debate, and we'll see what happens after this season on whether or not, you know, I'll take that 6 year or not.
Are you counting the days till October 24th, game against Northwestern?
I can't say specific days, but I'm counting the weeks. So we're 5 weeks out, a little less than 5 weeks. I can tell you that.
Do you is it enough time to prepare, do you think, to play a real game?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I mean, when you look at usual camp in the beginning of August, it's 4 weeks. They're giving us a little less than 4 weeks, but ultimately I think it's enough because we've been in helmets and we've been in spider pads, which are like little shoulder pads, for the last month. So, I mean, we've been very acclimated to playing football with helmets on, and we're just ready to put shoulder pads on and start hitting again.
I want to go back to the Damascus days, and how excited is your family and friends from Damascus that you and the team get to play football?
I mean, very excited. I've had a lot of people from back home that have supported me throughout my whole entire career, and I mean, I've gotten a lot of text messages throughout this whole process about whether that was when they postponed the season to then reinstating the season, just about, you know, how much they feel for me and how much they want me to do well. So I mean, I love the support from back home, and I mean, it's been great.
Another Damascus question for you. Brian Brzee, mm-hmm. who played at Damascus, was all everything there, and is playing at Clemson now, just finished his second game. Are you following what he's doing? And are you amazed by just how good he is?
Oh, I've been following him since he was in high school. And honestly, I'm not too surprised at all. What I can tell you about Brian is he's got God-given freakish talent that you just can't coach, as well as a work ethic that is like no other. And I mean, the kid had come leaps and bounds since he was at Damascus, obviously, and he's bound to be a star at Clemson, just like he's doing right now, and he'll only get better. So, I mean, I'm really happy for him, and I can't wait to see what he does in the next couple weeks and into the next couple years.
What do you expect from you and the team this year? You know, it's a weird time for everybody. So what are your expectations?
I just think our team is really excited. I really excited, really energized team that is out there and just loving the game that they are able to play. I think you're going to get a team that's a little bit more appreciative to be out there and to be able to play the game, because there are players around the country that aren't. So I think we have a team that's going to come out and give it our all, really, because of how much we appreciate being out there.
And Coach Loxley and the coaching staff have recruited some amazing players. I mean, highly ranked recruiting class this year and next year. That's got to be exciting for you.
Oh, for sure. Just to see the trajectory of this program. I am very excited. We've put a lot of the older guys have put in a lot of time and effort to help this program get to where it's going and needs to get to. And Coach Loxley is doing a great job at just bringing in guys who fit the mold as who we want in this program to continue that. And we, you know, he's always preached that we want tough, reliable players, and I think he's doing that. So,
take us to October 24th. What are you going to be feeling, thinking, smelling, feeling? What's that going to be like? Obviously, it's not the first football game you've ever played, but this one will be a lot different than any game you've ever played, I would imagine.
Yeah, for sure. Just with everything going on, I think just excitement, really, just being able to play. The game. It's going to be a little bit colder than usual at the start of the season. Obviously, we're playing in Chicago, so anticipate that. But I mean, we, you know, just pure excitement and joy just to be out there. That's what I'm anticipating.
Jake, thank you very much. Best of luck to you and the team this year. Really appreciate it.
Of course, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.